I am Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later, and help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 69, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on annoying parents. The default state of parents who are willingly ignorant of the scripture is usually one of antagonism and interminable annoyance to their God-fearing children. It is therefore reasonable to worry that the statistical probability of such parents being stuck in a quagmire of their own making, which could be injurious to their children, is to a prodigious vertical extent. Well, Proverbs 11 and 29 say, "He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind." Well, the melancholy existential reality that is potentially frustrating is that any attempt to please, satisfy, or accommodate this particular brand of annoying parents is simply bane of the moon, an attempt at futility. It's pointless. It's a pointless endeavor. Well, Proverbs chapter 29 verse 9 says, "If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man," watch this, "whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest." Well, there you have it. Therefore, God-fearing children must redirect their efforts to satisfying the commandments of God and disregard every unscriptural, immoral, ungodly, and unrighteous injunctions that emanates from these disappointingly annoying parents. Well, Matthew 10 and 37 says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." Well, parents, you should make an attempt to reconfigure the way you're living so you and your children do not suffer needlessly. Amen. Well, until next time, here's your friend and partner, Bishop Peter, saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. Amen.